My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He spent his morning working with you. Well, I guess early afternoon.
Yes,
working
early
with
afternoon
you yesterday on the
yes.
Browns Radio Network pregame show.
Breaking down high school tape.
And with me into the wee hours of the early evening doing the postgame show. He's former Bedford Bearcat, former Ohio State Buckeye, former NFL defensive back, Mr. Tyvus Powell.
Hello, sir. Hello, Tyvus.
Hello, gentlemen. The sun came up today, didn't it?
I'm not sure. Did it?
Yes, it did. It's actually a really nice day outside, by the way. You know, if you still gloomy, step outside, get you some of that sun, because, you know, it might go away for a while.
Oh, are you not
that part?
You're not in Cleveland. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's correct. It's beautiful down here.
I see sunshine outside here. It's nice here as well. The most optimistic man in the world might be Tyvus Powell. Even after yesterday. What sticks out to you the most? Was it the ineffectiveness of the offense? Was it the defense giving up a couple of big drives? What was it?
To me, it was the defense, because I knew – I mean, you were fooling yourself if you didn't think that the offense was going to start off slow. Like, come on, it's the NFL. Every year we talk about how offenses take a couple of weeks to get going, but I thought that defense would be the one to be the backbone. You know, that was the one that gave everybody the confidence that the Browns would win this game. Because at the end of the day, you thought, all right, their best player is CeeDee Lamb, but we got three great cover guys. Yes, CeeDee Lamb is one of the top, and yes, he might require a little extra attention, but you felt that those guys would be able to handle their own, and you thought that pass rush, especially with some of the moves that they made in the offseason, you thought that pass rush would get in Dak Prescott's face, make him throw some bad throws, and this defense would come up with some takeaways. And you know, when you see, you know, Dak handle it the way that he did, you know, it's not like he threw for unbelievable numbers. It was just the way he commanded that offense, the way he started that game off, the poise that he had in that pocket. You know, it was overwhelming at times. Obviously, the second half, they made some adjustments and they shut it down, but it was just a little bit too late. You know, you want those guys to have fast starts and do everything they can to keep that offense in the game keep that team in the game while that offense figured things out.
All right, let me ask you this. All right, are we concerned about Deshaun? Are we concerned?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be concerned about it because, you know, watching that whole performance yesterday, you know, it was a lot of bad on tape. You know, it was a guy that, you know, looked like he didn't play in a while, looked like a guy that was scrambling around improvising, looked like a guy that had happy feet, a guy that missed some wide open throws, the guys who missed open people, who missed his read. So, yeah, with all of those things, yes, there's reason to have some concern. I think that if you want to stay optimistic, like I said, it's week one, you know, and it's a lot of quarterbacks, you know, that came off an injury that also didn't perform well. You know, it wasn't like what's my boy down in the Falcons? It's Kirk Cousins. It's not like Kirk Cousins lit it up and had an unbelievable game. Mm-hmm. You know, you're 0-1 in this division, but there's two other teams that's also 0-1 in this division. So it was, if you're going to lose, it was nice to lose early and try to figure things out. Listen, the season is long, 16 games. You got to get in there. You got to correct it. And the thing about this Browns team to me is this was the one off season in a long time that it was different than the regular off season for the Cleveland Browns. This off season, everybody was kind of, you know, patting you on the back. Oh, you guys will be fine. You guys will be getting your quarterback back. You guys were great for the most part of the season. You did so many amazing things with injuries on your team, you know, all of this and all of that. And they got hit in the mouth. That's what it was. It was like you start believing your press clippings a little bit. You start thinking you're great, and maybe you didn't work as hard. Maybe you know, we listened to Myles Garrett talking this post game yesterday, and he talked about how, you know, they weren't paying attention to detail as much, or it was miscommunication. Well, you didn't have that. You didn't have those problems last year because you was hungry. You was a team that was trying to prove to the world that you belonged on the big stage and things like that. You play with a chip on your shoulder. I didn't see that same aggressiveness this yesterday in that game. You know, it felt like to me it was a team that got satisfied, that got content. And it was nice for them to get hit in the mouth, especially early in the season, to get hit right in the mouth to make you refocus, relock in, and realize, okay, we still got things to do. And it was a national televised TV. You got embarrassed nationally televised. So now the narrative is that you guys aren't good and you guys were just a one-year fluke team. And now it's up to those guys to get back in that locker room, anchor down, and change that narrative. They got 16 games to try to persuade people that what they seen in week one was a fluke.
I know that the game situation kind of got away from them, and you had to try and pass to catch back up in this football game. Even so, I'm still surprised that there were only 14 carries by running backs in the game. Do you think that's a philosophical shift, Tyvus, or was it strictly what was going on in the game? Or was it not having, you know, Jack Conklin, Jed Wills out there?
I think that what you are, we know Kevin Stefanski prides himself in trying to run a balanced offense. I mean, every offensive coordinator wants to be balanced because that's truly when you can have a successful offense. When you can beat a team and have them worry about both the run and the pass, that's when you can really open your playbook and really do some incredible things. So I feel like early on, I think Dallas just did a good job of shutting the run down. And you got down so fast that, yeah, you had no choice but to try to pass to get the ball down the field to try to score quickly. Plus, you knew going into this offseason it was a heavy emphasis on the passing attack. You wanted to get that passing attack more explosive. You installed RPOs and all of these things. You went and acquired Jerry Jeudy, so you want to show him off. You know, that's why you did these things. So this team wants to be more pass happy, but I think truly for Kevin Stefanski to thrive in a play calling role, he has to be balanced. And right now they have to figure some things out on that offensive line with creating lanes for these running backs. And it's not just on the offensive line. Listen, yesterday, you know, listening to the post game, listening to all the feedback, the offensive line does take a ton of criticism, you know, for the performance. But it's not just all on them. You know, quarterbacks hold the ball a little bit too long. Running backs maybe get happy feet and dance around a little bit. Those things cause negative plays as well. So everybody got to get on the same page. That's at the end of the day, it just seems like everybody needs to figure out what they're good at and stop thinking and go.
Would you have played Deshaun at the end of the game when they were trailing by more than two touchdowns?
Andy's pumped about this one.
Well,
Tyvus.
It bothers me because you've got an injured quarterback, right? He was injured before. He's had to have surgery, and he got sacked six times. It made no sense for him to be on the field at the end of the game. None.
I would play Deshaun every offensive snap this season as possible because this is a guy who hasn't played a lot in the past 3 years, and we're trying to get him up to speed as much as possible, and we're trying to get him confident and make him see some success on the offensive side of the ball. So Deshaun, to me, I would play him a lot because there's a lot. Obviously, they're paying him a lot, and he's going to be – pretty much the reason you win the season, win or die. So
that's it. I disagree with you. You're going back on to Tyvis Island. Goodbye. Put you in the boat, send you back out to Tyvis. I just, look, if you weren't going to play him in the preseason because you were worried about him getting hurt when guys weren't playing, I mean, you're playing against third teamers at that point, second teamers. I mean, now you're going against first teamers. I just think the odds of injury were better yesterday than they would have been in any other preseason game.
I don't disagree with that fact at all.
Okay, welcome back. You don't have to go to the island anymore.
I don't disagree with that, but I think where they were looking at it is that let's at least get him to the season. You know, if he does get hurt in the preseason, everybody's like, oh, that was dumb. You shouldn't have. You knew your offensive line wasn't going to be good enough to protect him. Why would you play him in a meaningless preseason game? So I think with this one, at least you can say we're into the season. You know, he has to figure things out. He has to. We have to expedite his course and make sure that he's ready to go for next weekend. The good news is they're playing the Jacksonville team who also lost, so it should be a really good game.
Tyvis Powell joining us, former cornerback, former safety in the NFL, now part of the Browns Radio Network. I gave you a resume for this reason. If you're a corner, you're a safety, you think of the Browns wide receiving group and you think what going into a game?
Well, you think that they got a guy named Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is a guy that we got to figure out a plan. You know, that guy is special. If you leave him on a one-on-one thing for an entire game, he will figure something out and he will win a lot of times. The rest of the group with Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore, you got to prove it to me first. You know, that's the thing. We're going to play them man-to-man straight up. We'll have a plan for Amari Cooper, but the rest of them, you got to show me something before I really fear what you got going on, because it's, I feel like both of those guys haven't lived up to the hype, not just with the Cleveland Browns, but in the NFL period. You know, these are two guys who a lot of people thought highly of coming out of college, and they just haven't lived up to that. So I'm willing to, you know, go with the one-on-one matchup because I believe that we can cover those guys single-handedly. And until they prove us wrong, then I'm not coming up with a game plan. But Amari Cooper, for sure. He's getting double teamed and he's getting four eyes.
All right, Tyvis. I say goodbye by letting you know that Marshall and Ohio State, noon kickoff. They just announced that.
There you go.
You know, that was that's great. You know,
that was up in the air, man. We didn't even know. I was like, what time's that game going to kick off? Marshall, Ohio State, noon. Not this Saturday, the next Saturday. So they get the week off this week.
I've not been a fan of the night games against the lower opponents. And I understand why Gene Smith, before he left, decided to make that rule because, you know, he wants to cater to the older fans and he doesn't want it to be cold and want them to come to the game cold in November in the night game capacity. Mm-hmm. And I get that, but obviously in November is when you really play some of the best teams and, you know, you want that atmosphere. You want guys to come into the shoe in fear because it's nothing like, uh-huh, you think the shoe is good, but at nighttime, they say the freaks come out at night to watch. So and down in Columbus, it gets really rowdy down here in the night game at the shoe, and Western Michigan found that out.
Yes, they did.
Can't wait till next Sunday. Tyvis, thanks, buddy.
See y'all next Sunday. Go Bucks, go Browns.
Tyvis Powell joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It was just announced probably in the last 10, 15 minutes here. The Marshall game is a noon kickoff. So the Buckeyes have this week off, and then they have a noon kickoff against Marshall before they start playing some other teams, some bigger teams.
What did we hear about the Browns defense all of last year? The number one ranked defense in the NFL, right? And
especially on third down. I mean, they were so outstanding.
We heard that all last season. Number one ranked defense. Last year, the Browns gave up to be ranked number one in yards allowed, 270 yards per game. 270 yards per game. They were ranked number one. Yesterday, 265 yards for the Dallas Cowboys. So the Browns actually gave up fewer yards yesterday than they gave up average last year to be ranked number one in the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So that was kind of strange. You know, that to me, that it just shows the defense was put in some really bad positions. Were they great? No, they weren't great. But they were put in some really bad positions because they gave up fewer yards to the Cowboys than they gave up to be ranked number one at 270 yards per game.
Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm listening to all this, and we've been listening to people talk to us all day long on the Browns Therapy Monday. You know what that makes me? Hungry. I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So why not be generous?
Good to 92.3
The Fan is looking for a winner. I need you to enter the word waffle. W-A-F-F-L-E. Waffle. And you can do that at 92.3thefan.com. Do that by 2 o'clock, so you got about a half hour to get that done. For your chance to win a 4-pack of a combo meal from Mr. Hero, check out their new waffle doodle sandwiches. That's right, two of them, not one, but two waffle doodle sandwiches, the Nashville Hot and the BLTE. And then make sure you download the Mr. Hero app. Again, the word today is waffle, all courtesy of Mr. Hero and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oddly enough, while you were doing that, a Waffle Doodle commercial up on the screen here in the studio.
It's synchronicity.
It certainly is.
Just like the police said.
Bo is in Talmadge. What's up, Bo?
Hey, Bo.
You're not going to believe this, but you guys just both segued me into what I was about to talk about. I just drove by
Waffles?
The Waffle Doodle sign on the highway as Andy was saying it.
Well, stop on in. Go get one. They're good, man.
I can't believe it. Jeff was mentioning that great stat about the Browns giving up less yards, but what I'm about to tell you kind of contradicts that. So after the game last night, I just felt like I needed to look something up, and so I did. Here's the disturbing thing about the Browns. The last six times they've suited up, going back to sitting the starters in Week 17, the disastrous playoff game, the preseason, and yesterday's debacle, we're now 0-6. But what's most disturbing is we've been outscored, I think, 196-100, basically a 2-1 ratio. So take it for what you will. It's just a stat. I know it doesn't mean nothing, but we haven't won a game in 7 tries.
But 40 in the last 2 games, if you want to. Seattle doesn't count, but I mean, they gave up 40 or 70 points in the last 2 games, right? 33 and 37. Yeah. I'm not very good at mathing, but.
But
it's
the,
not good.
The thing is, it's an exact 2-1 ratio on. Like in baseball, has the run differential. We're at a 2-for-1 ratio in the last 6 losses, even though half of it's preseason. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's disturbing that we got our doors blown off by Houston, and now the same happened in the Dallas game.
Still
we
a need loss.
We got to get on the winning track.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's interesting. Perfect. Thank you. 6 straight losses. I hadn't thought of that.
To me, it was two. It's more like two, right? The last two.
Yeah, except, you know, you want that winning feeling, Andy. Bill's
we've
in Parma.
Lost, speaking of Bill, wow, we've lost that winning feeling. Yeah, keep
hello, going. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I like waffles.
That's good to know.
Waffle or pancake? A waffle over pancake every day, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, both. But, you know, let's have realistic expectations. I mean, this. You know, I thought Watson yesterday showed me something. I mean, he got buried by a 300-pound man late in the game, and he stood in there, and he threw a strike that was a hard pass. I look upon this team this year being a little bit better than 500. I think they're going to be a different team when Chubb comes back. Yesterday, I agree, and I'm no dancer, let me tell you, but there was no rhythm at all on that offense, and that bothered me. And you know, I really am not that worried about it. I think if they can 500 when Chubb comes back, no matter what shape he's in, just having him on the field will be a big difference. The defense is fine. This was a bad game. It's just like the Chiefs last year were dropping passes all year long. And, you know, I mean, what was that all about? But then they were able to pull it together. You know, next year is what I would be shooting for with the Browns, because I think Watson's going to get everything organized. The biggest thing that I was disappointed with yesterday was Tom Brady. Come on, $37 million for that? Ooh. I mean,
Bill, that's how much, rough.
But here's the question: how long is he going to be doing it for? Like, I read that again today.
Didn't he sign a 10-year contract?
Well, I don't know how much longer, because now he's talking about, you know, getting into the ownership group. Well, with Las Vegas,
but
as a minority owner, and like he can't. And I heard rumblings about this, but then again, I read it again in Front Page Sports or Front Office Sports, that he can't go to the production meetings. He can't really be in the building before, because they're contemplating making him a minority owner in another team. Like, I don't know how. I guess you call players or do whatever you want, but then is that tampering? And so they're really worried about this. I don't know how that's going to play out. It could play out where he's only doing this for 1 year if he really wants to be a minority owner in an NFL team.
Boy, he was not effective. The only thing he did was one time late in the game, out of nowhere, he said, the tight end's open. And, you know, when Watson was looking for somebody, I thought,
yeah, and he said he was missing his reads.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, you know, Bill just brought up Tom Brady. Yesterday, I thought he had a slow start. It's the first real game he's ever done. And I was telling the guys who were back here working, and I said, just give him a little while. I mean, and I'm thinking numerous games. I thought as the game went on, he settled in, was extremely comfortable. And I thought he had some really good things to say. He's not a broadcaster. He doesn't know how to really say it all
Jeff,
yet.
Jeff, imagine trying to call a game and not being able to do one of the most important things you do when you do a game, especially an NFL game, is you have these meetings with coaches before, and like the producer, the director, you're probably talking to either offensive coordinator, key player, head coach, and then the two guys calling the game sit and ask questions for about 40 minutes, and it's just really chill, but you get a ton of information while you're doing that, because they'll say things that they don't care if they come out after the game has already started. So I just, like, if he can't do that, he's kind of doing the game with his hands tied behind his back. A little bit. I mean, he knows everybody, and he gets all that. But
I would agree, except for this. They're paying him because he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, I get it.
Not because Kevin Stefanski is going to tell him, you know, keep an eye on Amari Cooper because we're going to run patterns over the middle.
Yeah, well, if that's what I want, I'll go back and watch the roast again, because that was funny. I got to go back and watch yesterday's game because we were at
that roast, man. I guess I should go watch that.
You should.
As long as I don't have anybody under the age of 15 in the room.
That's true.
Kevin's in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, I'll go with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right.
If you don't mind, the good is, man, any concerns we had about a punter were completely eradicated.
Good point. That's a great that is fantastic.
Kevin, that was a good one.
The bad, I'll say, is just the whole offensive line. Let's just go with that. And the ugly, man, Deshaun Watson is definitely ugly. But, you know, we're talking about Tom Brady. I love it because I wanted to make a comment about it. He made a comment early in the game, and by the way, I'm with you, Jeff. I thought he did a decent job, a little rough to start, but I do think he settled and got better as the game went on.
Yeah, I thought but so, Kevin. And he made great points all game long, even when early on you could tell he was, you know, trying to figure it out. Give him time. Yeah. I think he'll be very good.
I do, too. And by the way, one of those points he made, and I started watching for it, was he said, here's the problem with Deshaun Watson. When Dallas takes his first read away, he looks lost. He doesn't know where to go, and you shouldn't be that way as a quarterback. And I started watching. He was right. When the first read was gone, Watson did look lost, and it led to sacks. Now, did the offensive line play great? Absolutely not. But were some of those sacks because he was holding the ball too long? Definitely, without a doubt. Here's my concern. I'm not going to go into overreaction Monday. You know, don't fire anybody in this garbage. I mean, you know, let's calm down a little bit here, right? But I'll just say that the seed of concern is in my mind. Has he been away from the game too long? Has he missed too many games? I mean, that started to get in my mind is, wow, how is this guy not knowing to do pre-snap reads properly? You know, what's going on? Is there just too much rust? So I'm not going to say the panic button's getting hit, but I tell you what, there's certainly the yellow caution flag in my mind saying, this guy's just not getting it. He's not doing his pre-snap reads. And whether you like Brady or not, it was an excellent point, and he was right about it.
Kevin, thank you very much. Remember, the last time Deshaun played significant football at a significant level, there weren't fans in the stands. It was 2020.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to say the games he played last year? I thought last year's games were significant.
Played six games. Five.
Well, okay, but those games were... He's
played 12 games since they played in front of nobody. That's tough, man. That's just tough.
But you paid for that. That's what you went out and bought.
Well, I didn't, but yes, someone did. Mm-hmm. That might be an issue, huh? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on a Therapy Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.